Hello, Governor.
Hello, are ya? What?
Shiny shoes!
Oh, live there.
Welcome to Throwing the Pound.
Short and sweet.
My name is Marcus.
My name is Frank.
My name is Tom. I think Oliver's maybe my favourite film musical of all time.
Worst. Shocking. Awful. Today we're talking about best vampire on screen. Who's the best vampire?
Best depiction of a vampire in film and movie and pop culture. The screen, the silver screen.
Well, I'm going to go last because I have the definitive one. I've done a lot of research.
You don't just leave with
it? I did a full... No, because I don't want to ruin it. It's so
But what if someone
good.
Says it before you? Then you've got nothing
They
left.
Won't because you're all dumb. No one's got what I've got.
Tom?
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
This is... Okay, just to be very clear of the rules here.
Let's lay out some parameters. Yeah, okay. We can only say one thing.
We think that, in our opinion, this is the best iteration of a vampire to be shown in film. So whether it be right or wrong, according to law, it's what we think is...
I'm going to go with an obvious one to tag in with our previous episode.
Sure.
I do think Jack O'Connell really enters the heavy hitters club in Sinners. I think he's so good as Remick. I love that performance. I think it's so layered. It's so funny.
Do you like the vampires in that universe as well?
I think
like
so.
The law that they abide to?
Something that we spoke about last week is that they're very unfussy about it. It's just like, they're vampires. You know what vampires are. And we're like, yeah, I get it. But they have a bit of it. The drool is probably the newest thing. Where it's like, ugh, that's pretty gross, but it's...
Yeah, it's a weird introduction to just drooling,
but then all
salivating over...
Yeah.
Blood. Lust for blood, I guess.
The hive mind aspect of them, the fact that they all just become incredible musicians. Again, we were talking about, like, looks good being a vampire.
I'd love to jam.
Jack O'Connell, definitely.
Great.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So, but not the best. Like, you're not saying that's definitely the best.
I
your
will
favorite.
Say very quickly... Seen that many vampire movies? Like, I truly before this was like
Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah,
is arguably the worst.
We're
gonna say they're the worst.
That's
although Tom Cruise is pretty. Good
I was about
that.
To say Tom Cruise's Lestat is very good.
That's
at
a
that.
Good vampire.
I think that's a good vampire performance. I think Antonio Banderas looks and exudes vampirism. It's obviously a bit of a someone just whispering phonetically the English line to him before every scene because he clearly doesn't have a very good command of English in that movie, but it's okay. Anyway, sorry, Marcus.
That's okay. My favourite, this came to mind when the topic was raised. Straight away, it is a film called 30 Days of Night.
Ooh, Ashton Kutcher.
Close. Actually close.
Oh.
Were you taking the piss?
I was thinking of that movie where he can't have sex for 40 days. 40 days
and
40
then vampires show up and he's like, with all this other stuff I've got going on.
Then he gets like assaulted. It's
no, that
weird.
Movie
wow.
is
weird.
That movie is awful. But I watched it a lot.
In terms of content or actually the film is bad?
Yeah.
I thought you mistook Josh Hartnett for Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, I mean,
no.
No, quite.
But Danny Houston, who plays a vampire. So this is it's in Alaska. It's at some sort of like small Alaskan town where
they have
30
days
eternal
of,
darkness, yes. basically. And these vampires have...
heard about it and be like, cha-ching. Yeah, right. 1 month, no son.
But a ship that they were on board has basically hit the ice and stayed. And so they've now come into the town. They just swarm it and it is... a horrendous survival story of these people in this town just trying to make it to daybreak.
Just leave,
which
wouldn't
daybreak is not a traditional daybreak in Alaska. I don't know if you know the rules.
Yeah.
But they have to 30,
is it 30 days?
30 days.
Oh my gosh, that's it. How did they survive so long?
So long. It's amazing.
I've seen that when I was
Is it actually
younger.
A good movie?
I'll show you a picture because obviously visually, but like this is...
I'll put it up.
That's Houston, yeah.
That. Oh, can you see that?
Yeah.
That's him there in that... He's...
It's pretty creepy.
And the vampires in that are just so scary.
I remember Ben Foster's the guy in the cell in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I remember paying attention to him and being like, that's one of the craziest. I can't believe they let a meth head perform in this movie. And then every subsequent Ben Foster movie I saw, I was like, he's just like that, I guess.
I love Ben Foster.
Ben Foster's.
So much.
Except when he's Angel in X-Men.
Yeah.
Like.
Weird Paul.
Which is the
or
worst
when he's
depiction.
The young boy with the intellectual disability in Freaks and Geeks. Which you're like. That is such a performance.
Yeah.
Very committed.
Was it Alpha Dog with
Alpha Dog?
Timberlake?
He's great.
He's very good.
Johnny, I'm going to find you. Just when he's on the phone with him and he goes
he's
so
insane.
Hard.
So vampires. Vampires.
Sorry. Yeah. Vampires. No, you haven't said your best.
He did. You're
delaying. No. Frank wants to say one. So he wants us to go back and forth. Say your fucking one.
Just say it.
Hey, don't pressure me.
Yeah, I want to.
No. It's got to wait.
Oh, you're so painful. You're being Tom this episode. I see this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay.
You know what's really good about vampire films is when the convergence of the thing and the synergistics of the filmmaking and the direction.
This is Frank Poopoo.
That's what you said.
That's how I sound.
All right, I'll tell you mine. I'll tell you mine. It's fine.
Hurry up.
Adam Sandler, Hotel Transylvania.
You are the fucking pits.
So good. Hilarious. Tiny little feet, huge shoulders, spooky.
Okay, I'm
doing a hilarious
you just
voice.
Describe yourself.
This is so funny.
What about the hips? What size are the hips?
Well, the hips are medium.
Okay.
Because he's a pure V shape.
They're relative.
They're relative. The legs are here, the hips, big old shoulders.
He's winning me over. Tiny little feet, big shoulders.
And he's a great father. It's cute. It's okay. Nice. Selena Gomez.
That's definitely what we're looking for in the best vampire iteration.
What else? Right. Name one vampire film that I've watched except for Sinners.
I'll give you one that'll make you happier, Marcus.
Okay.
All right.
Go.
I think Robert Pattinson in Twilight.
Yeah, good.
Why?
Good
Why?
Stuff.
I'm not being you, silly. You know that I kind of like that movie and I kind of like that performance.
No. There is no this is universe in which all, you think that that is a serious comment.
It's all opinions, man.
I think Robert Pattinson's like quite good in the first
Twilight. Like,
He's a millennial vampire. I think he's behaving exactly the way you would expect him to behave.
They've done something for the genre, I think.
Yeah.
Truly.
You're so... I know...
No. Don't do a Frank.
Marcus
you can't quit.
Picked this topic and I was like, I'm going to make him regret it. I'm going to make him sad
well
that
done.
He picked
what
this.
What are we, 3 minutes in?
Yeah. Underworld?
Underworld's great.
Are they vampires?
Thank you. They are.
There we go. And werewolves.
Yeah.
I don't really remember Beckinsale in that. I remember Bill Nye's face getting chopped diagonally.
Yeah.
And I think Bill Nye's a pretty good vampire. That's good casting as a vampire.
They're pretty good vampires.
Yeah.
They're great.
Wait, is Kate Beckinsale a vampire in that?
No, she's a hunter?
No, she's a vampire.
Oh, yes. But
so
she
they
also
hunt the
them.
Werewolves.
It's the vampires v. the lichens, as they call them.
Sure. You know what?
Nerd.
Richard Roxburgh's a good Dracula in Van Helsing. I think that movie gets a little bit of a rough rep.
I fucking adore that slapping. Movie. I'm knee slapping today. I
think
love
that movie is...
You mean Hugh Jackman Van Helsing?
Yeah. I remember watching that as a child thinking, well, this
man
is the greatest movie.
Man can't sing.
If you look away, you can pretend he's not there.
Helsing. Something there.
I remember.
Man can't
don't
sing.
Don't help him.
Can't well sing.
Yeah, can't well sing. Yeah, okay.
He can't.
That's nice. No, I had to help him because I didn't know what he's initially going for.
Saying sounds. What about Gary Oldman in Dracula?
I haven't seen it. It's Francis Ford Coppola one.
It's a tough watch.
I think that's the
Keanu Reeves one, right?
Yeah, and it's Keanu that ruins it so badly that nothing matters after that. Do you know what I mean?
And I think the costume design, again, having not seen the movie,
very unique.
Every time I see what he's dressed like, I'm like, that's a cool look. Like I enjoy
it's gross.
That,
I hate it. I hate it so much.
The vampires in Blade. Have you seen any of the Blade trilogy?
I've seen Blade Trinity with Ryan Reynolds.
The vampires in that are very cool. Yeah. Very, very cool. I think they're great. In Blade 2, they have what they call the Reapers.
Ooh.
Do you remember in Blade 2?
I haven't seen any of the Blades.
Oh, don't fear the Reaper. I've got the wrong audience. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. I was really hoping that you... Not that you would have something for this, but this would like break you a little bit, us coming in and talking about this.
Yeah, I thought I could riff, but I
mean...
You can riff, just we won't
okay,
talk.
Okay, no, I'll give you one that's a fucking dickhead pick, but it's like... Max Schreck in Nosferatu, the original from the 20s. That guy's actually just a vampire. If you guys look at what the actor Max Schreck looked like in the original silent film, you're like, they came in and they made his ears a little pointier. They're like, done. That's what a vampire looks like. Like, he's so creepy looking. Yeah. And he's set, like, with his Count Olaf, with his long fingernails and his, like, mannerisms.
Did you just reference Count Olaf?
Count Olaf is his name. In
the
it.
Snowman from Frozen, yes. Yeah.
No, Count Olaf from Series of Unfortunate Events?
Yes, I believe.
Oh, that is him.
Oh, no, and it's actually, it's Count Orlok. I apologize.
Okay,
so, I was getting
that off that much.
Count Orlok, he carries a coffin through the town by himself. He's great. And then, obviously, Bill Skarsgård, I think, was pretty good in Nosferatu recently. Like, okay. That was an upsetting...
What's happening with Bill Skarsgård's career, man?
I love Bill Skarsgård's
career.
Like,
why is he just doing the weirdest stuff?
You need to watch Barbarian. You
no,
won't.
Thanks. PP.
Not enough pets. PP.
Is that how you pee? Is
although,
that
although it's off topic, Frank, you should watch Barbarian.
Really?
Barbarian,
what's it about?
There's this
it's a beautiful
normal guy
genre.
Played by Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah, normal guy. Yep. forehead, no, normal size.
He actually is normal.
I mean, just
he's kind of normal.
It's but then you gotta watch
in the most unsettling way.
Yeah, you guys make me really want to watch it when you're looking at me with the crazy eyes. Yeah, watch it, Frank, and film yourself while you do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Well,
so no one agrees with me. Hotel Transylvania, Hotel Transylvania
Frank,
2.
I just think it's absurd.
It's a whole franchise.
That doesn't make it good.
Transvise.
Franchise. It's a franchise, so it would be a franchise. Why did you replace the wrong syllable?
Do you want French fries? Don't get mad at me. You said Twilight.
I mean, I think Rob Pattinson's pretty good in that.
Wait. One more, yeah.
Willem Dafoe.
In?
Anything.
Oh. That's slanderous.
He's a vampire.
He's not. Oh, but Paul Rudd, because he doesn't age. Classic zing.
It's a good one. What's his name in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Oh, no,
that's Dorian Gray. Sorry, no. There is a vampirist in that, right? I don't know. I don't remember that movie.
Sean Connery, that's his last film, and you can see why.
It was, truly.
What a beautiful waste of time that was.
Threw in the power.
Thanks, listeners, Throw in the Power. That was vampires.
Oh, I'm mad.
Vampire.
The Count Dracula.
Ooh,
from Sesame Street.
One Dracula.
The Count. What's his name? I can't count. I can count on you.
Stop!
Send us an Instagram, Throw the Power, or throw the power at Gmail. We love you, mate.
Throw the power.